From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas.
Our little towns ain't on the map, but they raise boys who sure can scrap.
Down in Arkansas.
Lifebuoy presents the Bob Burns Show, bringing you latest news of those kinfolk in Van Buren, more doings of the Arkansas Traveler, White Jones and his city slickers, and Bob's special guests, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Now, here he is himself, Bob Burns.
Arkansas-er Robin William Byrne was born in 1890 in Greenwood in central Sebastian County. The Byrne family moved to nearby Van Buren in southern Crawford County when Robin was still a toddler.
Well, thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, before I start talking here, I just thought maybe you might be interested in a little sidelight, little interesting sidelight that I heard on the shortwave just before come down here.
As a boy, young Byrne developed an interest in music, particularly in one of the popular forms of the day, the brass band. He was said to have joined Van Buren's Queen City Silver Cornet Band before he was even a teenager. And it was as a young teen that Robert Byrne, who would eventually start calling himself Bob Burns, crafted a custom wind instrument out of plumbing scraps. He'd be identified with the homemade instrument for the rest of his career, the Bob Burns Bazooka.
Spare the two instruments, Bob. Tell me, can you build that thing and get a real pear-shaped tone?
Tommy, when I used to play this thing in vaudeville, I got every vegetable out of the garden.
You want to play something, Tommy?
Well, Robin, how about Sweet Sue?
Oh, that sounds good. You start it out.
Bob Burns was one of the few to master his bazooka, which was a sort of kazoo trombone hybrid. Its rather flatulent tone and narrow range lent itself best to comic interludes. Its sound has been often described as resembling a wounded moose. Bob Burns continued honing his playing of more traditional instruments, as well as his comedy routines with the Queen City Silver Cornet Band and beyond. With the onset of World War I, Burns enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps, but the bazooka didn't leave his mind. He became leader of the Marine Corps' jazz band while stationed in Europe and made another bazooka overseas, which he sometimes played with the band.
Producers out here, they don't think I'm romantic. But I want to tell you, men, I am romantic. I remember I went with a girl down home one time. I went with her about 4 years, I guess, and finally she passed on to the third grade and I kind of lost track of her.
After the Great War, Bob Burns bounced between the coasts, seeking to make it in radio or in the movies. He did both. Burns appeared in his Arkansas Traveler character on radio shows hosted by Paul Whiteman, Rudy Valley, and Bing Crosby. Burns became a regular on the Crosby program. In 1938, he hosted the 10th Academy Awards ceremony. And by the time of World War II, Bob Burns was hosting his own radio program and did so through 1947, often with Spike Jones leading his house band. During that war, combat troops had started calling their shoulder-mounted rocket launchers bazookas, an apparent homage to Burns' instrument, which it resembled. New York-based bazooka brand Chewing Gum apparently followed in the wake of all this. Through the 1930s, Bob Burns additionally co-starred in several Hollywood films, with a couple even set in Arkansas. Most often he was comic relief in his country bumpkin character and usually playing the bazooka. One exception was a dramatic turn as a lawyer in 1939's Our Leading Citizen, which Burns later called his favorite role. While most of his humor was rather exploitative of hillbilly stereotypes, Burns allegedly parted ways with Paramount Pictures in 1941 rather than appear in a film he thought ridiculed, quote, the people of my native hills. Burns continued to appear in movies through the mid-1940s, including 1944's Belle of the Yukon, where he received top billing alongside Randolph Scott. Truly a man with his hand in all the popular media of the day. From 1936 to 1940, Bob Burns also wrote a folksy newspaper column called Well, I'll Tell You, that was syndicated in more than 200 newspapers at its peak. He also farmed peanuts and was a civil engineer. His boyhood home in Van Buren became a Bob Burns museum. But multi-talented Arkansasian Bob Burns remains best remembered for the homemade comedy wind instrument he made as a kid, the bazooka. Bob Burns died of cancer in 1956 in Encino, California, at age 65. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.